This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Tom Brady, quarterback, New England Patriots, wrote a powerful piece. Marcus looked this up for me. I want to share it with you as I begin. He said, "Why do I have three Super Bowl rings and still think there's something greater out there for me?" I mean, a lot of people would say, "Hey man, this is where it is. I reached my goal, my dream, my life. I think there's got to be more than this. I mean, this can't be what it's all cracked up to be. I love playing football and I love being quarterback for this team. But at the same time, I think there are a lot of other parts about me that I'm trying to find." Tom Brady discovered something we're going to read today, whether he knows it or not, from the book of Ecclesiastes, that anything in your life minus the Lord equals nothing. Write that down in your heart if you don't write it on your paper. Anything in my life minus the Lord God Almighty equals nothing. You're going to read today with me the man who had it all. Wine, women, song, you name it, he had it. Money. When I read the verse that says he didn't deny his heart anything he laid his eyes on, he meant that. He meant it sexually? Yeah, he meant it sexually. He meant it in every way. And yet he comes to the point in his life, get this, where he said, it's all meaningless. And he came to the place, get this, he said, I hated life. I hated life. Because he realized anything minus the Lord equals nothing. We're in Ecclesiastes, the second chapter today. It's a series called Futile, The Meaning of Life. It's about losing the magic when the magic doesn't deliver. Chapter 2, Solomon is speaking, and he says, I thought in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good. But that also proved to be meaningless. Laughter, I said, is foolish. And what does pleasure accomplish? I tried cheering myself with wine. Wine was not only the alcohol beverage of the day, wine was the drug of the day. You wanted to self-medicate back then, you used wine. I mean, that's what everybody did. And so he said, I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly, my mind still guiding me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was worthwhile for men to do under heaven during the few days of their lives. I amassed silver and gold for myself and the treasure of kings and provinces. I acquired men and women singers and a harem. It's the only time that word is used in the Old Testament, a harem. 700 wives, 300 concubines, 1,000 women altogether, for those of you that wanted to know as well, the delights of the heart of man. I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me, and all this my wisdom stayed with me. Verse 10, I denied myself nothing. I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my work, and this was the reward for all my labor. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. And I want you to read verse 17. We're going to look at a few more verses in a moment. But verse 17 says this, so I hated life because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind.
Well, if you're like me, you find that absolutely incredible. A man who accomplished everything he set out to do, a man who had everything his heart dreamed of, and yet makes this assessment of his life. I hate life. It's meaningless. It's just a chasing after the wind. We'll continue this series called Futile, The Meaning of Life from the book of Ecclesiastes tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.